You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by the Executive Director for 2Care, Melinda Fleming. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, Mark.
First off, explain what is 2Care.
2Care stands for Tuolumne County Alliance for Resources and Environment. And the acronym then is 2Care. And we are a nonprofit that does natural resource education for adults, children, legislators, policymakers, everybody.
What are some of the issues then that you've been dealing with?
Well, of course, as the whole county has been dealing with, tree mortality has been a big thing. And then water, because of our drought and our lack of storage that seems to prevail in California. So those are two of the main issues, of course, right now that everybody's talking about.
Does 2Care work with local leaders in trying to resolve some of these issues?
Yes, we do. And we try to make opportunities for those leaders to meet face-to-face with natural resource managers, especially for water, timber, the forests, so that we can make sure that they're all getting the same information, that they have the most up-to-date and latest information that people in the field are able to obtain.
How long has 2Care been around?
Well, that is what we're celebrating this year, 30 years since our inception.
There is going to be the annual dinner that is coming up soon. When does that take place?
March 10th at the Elks Lodge, and it will be a founder's celebration, our 30th year of founding for 2Care.
So it sounds like it's going to be a pretty spectacular celebration then.
It will be. I think the general membership that attends and the rest of the public that attends, I think they're in for a real treat. I think the evening will be a lot of reminiscing. But for some people who are new to 2Care, it'll be an opportunity for them to find out kind of the early opportunities, struggles, the hurdles that we went through to become the organization we are today.
There were other organizations around California that were very similar to 2Care.
Yes, there was actually 11 at one time, Southern Oregon in California, and they were all Alliance for Resource and Environment groups, and they all started about the same time. We are the most southern group, and we are one of two that still exist today.
Is this because of tremendous support from the community? Why does 2Care still exist where the others failed?
I think there's two reasons. One is the support from the community, but it also, we happen to be a community that, you know, rich in resources, but we also have infrastructure that many communities lost during the late 80s and the 90s, mills and other types of resource management facilities that no longer exist. So for us, the resources can still be processed here and manufacturing can happen, whereas those other communities, many of them just became like ghost towns.
So this dinner that takes place on March 10th, tickets are on sale now?
Yes, they are.
And how does a person get a hold of these tickets?
They can contact us through our website, www.2care.com. They can also email us at 2care@mlode.com, and they can call us at 209-586-7816. You know, that's probably the easiest way. They can talk to me. I'll make sure they get tickets.
And who provides the dinner?
It's great because we have friends, another organization, the Immigrant Basin Pack and Social Club, will be actually cooking for us again this year. They've done it for the last couple of years, and we really enjoy having their participation.
Can you talk about the guest speaker?
Well, we have a group of speakers this year because we are focusing on our founders. And many of our founders are no longer with us. Some have passed on and some have actually moved out of state when they retired. But we're bringing from Wyoming, Tom Lalos, who was one of the original founders, and Ginger Armstrong, who founded the Tours for Kids program, our sort of second largest program that we do. And both of them and a couple of other long-term board members who were there at the beginning as well will be sharing anecdotes and the story of 2Care.
You've got some fairly strong political representation as well, right?
Correct. And we are really going to be blessed this year to have all of our representatives will be honoring 2Care and the founders and just recognizing the long-term relationship we've had with our legislators. There's been times in the past when TuCare was called upon to help with the drafting of legislation because they needed to contact people who were in the field, and TuCare could put them in contact with those people, and they could get the information they needed for those bills and make sure that the information that they had was correct and accurate.
Is there a large misperception of what TuCare is all about?
I think a lot of people, especially younger people, don't realize that there are still issues that relate to natural resources, especially in our county, because we do have so many resources here. And the struggle is constant on how to manage it wisely so that it's there into perpetuity. I mean, we want our children and grandchildren to be able to enjoy the same lifestyle we have here. So I think for some people, they don't realize that TuCare is in the business of education, and that's what we do. We want to make sure people have the information they need to make really informed, knowledgeable decisions.
30th anniversary of TuCare. That's incredible.
It really is.
All right. We will see you on Saturday, March 10th at the Sonora Elks Lodge.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Melinda.